What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of September. It's Wing It Wednesday. It's the Wing It episode. It's the episode where I don't know what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say. I've just grabbed a load of stuff. I've been in a rush. I've been like you. I've been busy for a change. But it always seems to fall on a Wednesday for some reason. But we're going to see how we get on. If you've not been here before, don't judge me on this performance because I've not read any of these things I'm about to talk to you about. So I know as much as you do about what I'm about to say. So anyway, but I don't have to tell you that. But then this is the unprofessional professional. I'm showing you. We're coming behind the scenes. You're part of the process. You're part of the... you're also now... What's it called when you're in a theatre? You're backstage crew. You are... You're like opening and closing the curtains and opening the trapdoor and all that kind of stuff. Techies, show technicians, that's your role for this one. Anyway, well, let's move on to what is going to be cold. It's getting cold anyway. I do understand that there are people listening from very warm, very different weather countries. So you're probably thinking, well, that don't mean nothing to us. But we are England. We're a mixed bag of weather on a daily basis, and now we're getting an Arctic blast. I'll just say it because it's absurd. Last week it was a fucking African blast we were getting. I think the week before that we were having a Saharan blast. Was it African plume? That was having plumes from everywhere. Now we're having an Arctic blast. Can't even say that. An Arctic blast. So we're getting freezing cold, -5 all of a sudden. And you can feel it today. I tell you, it feels like there's another couple of months into autumn at the minute. It was like bad day for the shorts today. I was walking around, and I tell you what, I had goose pimples all up my pale legs. My legs been pale. I did have a suntan on them last week. All of a sudden, as soon as a bit of the cold weather comes, pale. I think my skin is on a set automatic to see through as soon as this kind of weather kicks in. So it's going to be back to the long johns soon. If you know what long johns are, or cowboy pants. Well, the cowboys all walk around in, you know, when they're... I love that. When cowboys go to bed, they've always got these, like, they've always got the belt up. They take the belt off, don't they? They walk around first with their belt, with the gun in, with just the long johns on, the trousers that they wear under the trousers, or the whatever. And that's their sexy attire when they're getting down with the lady of the town. Well, I got loads of them, my cowboy pants, especially when I'm working outdoors. Anyway, Arctic blast, you don't need to know that. Arctic blast of sub-zero temperatures. So, it's just so that you know that I will, I'm not going to freeze to death, because I know you might be worried that the podcast might not happen if I'm out caught in Arctic sub-zero freezing temperatures. It makes it sound like we're going to be, like, you know, we're Shackleton. We're going to the fucking North Pole. We need some husky dogs and that to take us to the shops. It's crazy. Next week, the African plume will be back. You watch. We're only in September. So October's always a good day for fucking getting some hot, sunny weather. So you mark my words, we're going to have put money on it. We're going to have some hot weather in a couple of weeks. But until then, it's husky time. It's Eskimo time. Eskimo is not a really good word. People don't like to use that word anymore. So we're Arctic natives. We'll try and say that. Anyway, a Dutch startup firm has created... I like this. A Dutch startup firm has created a living coffin. There should be more of this. How the fuck we haven't done this? Coffins are boring. I don't care what you say. Coffins are boring. There's the standard coffins now. Well, not the extravagant ones, what your millionaires and that use, but your basic boxes that most of us have to use. They're boring these days. Everybody's had them. You want something different, and these guys have come up with it, a living coffin. It's made of fungus instead of wood, and it can convert into decomposing... It can convert... A decomposing body into nutrients for plants. So when I die in this Arctic weather, you can put me in one of those if it has to be. It's good. It can turn your body into nutrients for plants, and then loads of plants will grow with your name on them. I like the idea of that. But I do like, there's a great, I mean, it's not the first company to do it. There's a few of these, but somebody created a great one, which was like a massive big ball, like a round ball, and you bury it, and that's the coffin, you're in that. It's like a big ball, but you bury it, but in the ball as well is the seeds of a tree, and the seeds, and the tree grows out of the ball as well, but the roots go through you, and the or around, whatever the fuck. You know, you're part of the tree, you basically become the tree. How brilliant is that? You could just be, you could become a tree for another 100 or 200 or 300 years. That is fucking the best idea. I don't know if it's been done enough or it should be done more. But that's great. You could become, people can come and talk to the tree or carve the name in your tree if they want to say, Wayne owed me loads of money, the fucking wanker, he's gonna die. I'm coming, I'm gonna fucking stab this tree, or I'm gonna at least, depending on what tree it is, I'm going to take the treacle out of it, or I'm going to come and take all the acorns or all the apples. Depends on what tree you've chosen. You owe me. If it's an apple tree, you can have all the apples, and that'll pay you back all the money that I owe you. I don't know what tree I'd be. An apple tree is quite a good one. What else could it be? Coconut tree. Palm tree. That's what I'd be. Palm tree. 100% palm tree, Hawaiian, or what's it called? You know, that's like, what's it called? What's the word? Tropical Wayne and his palm tree, in his palm tree, that is. So you can play a bit of reggae. Maybe I'll have a little speaker play into the tree as well, where you can play a bit of reggae out of it as it's going. As you, while you're there, you can play a bit of reggae in the background. We don't want it to be anything boring or somber or anything like that. Dennis Nielsen, the serial killer, let's go off to another, on another tangent. Is the flat where he used to live, because they're making a program about it, aren't they, at the moment? There's a series about it. But the flat where he lived has just gone down £100,000 on the price, because he's killed. How many men did he kill? 3 men, and he flushed the remains down the drain. So, but if you wanted to buy that flat, you can get it for £100,000 less. But nobody's going to want to live in that, apart from anybody that is like, well, saying that, some people would be skint enough in London. It's £100,000. That's a fucking big, you know. You've got to decide whether you want the money or whether you want the to live with. What's it called? The dead bodies or the ghosts? You could be sitting there with 3 dead ghosts, but at the same time, you could, like, you know, you could basically just create a museum or something, or like a kind of walk-in ghost tour or something like that. So it would work for the sake of £100,000 off. I'd fucking give it a go. But I wouldn't live there by myself. I'd have to live there with, I'd have to have a few people live there, so you're not always, ever left on your own. I don't think I could, I'd be running out, I'd be screaming. I'm 100% I'd see them. They'd be in my head as well. I wouldn't probably not see them, but I would imagine that I've seen them. I don't think, I'd rather pay the extra £100,000, I think. But London, anyway, I think that'd give you nightmares. Any house in London that's over £100,000. What was the price? It's a one bedroom flat, I think. £375,000. So you get it for £285,000, but £375,000 for a one bedroom flat. It's ridiculous. So, you know. Anyway, I'm surprised I think it's the TV program that's killed it anyway. I think he must have had it up for £375,000. Nobody knew anything about it, and all of a sudden, they probably highlighted the address on it and everything. Slade's back. No, not Slade, Noddy Holder. He's back playing his guitar again. Slade, he's not made a song for years. He's not even done anything for years, but now he's thinking about coming back. He said he's been bored writing songs and stuff. But his name's Noddy Holder. Noddy Holder always should be in the limelight. With a name like Noddy Holder, you can't just disappear. He's like, he's got the perfect stage name. It's like, it's got everything. So if you are not going to come back, because he's thinking about it, he hasn't decided, he's made loads of songs. I mean, he's back every single year with fucking the Christmas song. He doesn't have to, because he makes £375,000 a year, I remember reading. But he probably thinks, that's enough for me. for money-wise, but he wants to get back on the stage. But if you don't get back on the stage, you've got to give that name to somebody else. You've got to let somebody else have the name Noddy Holder. You can't hold on to that, I'm afraid. It's too good. I'll call myself Noddy Holder. How about that? He's from my neck of the woods. He's got same accents anyway. So maybe he'll lend me his name and I could be Wayne Noddy Holder. Maybe that'll get me more listeners on this podcast. Using the wrong name, who's done this? Using the wrong name or asking, are you done, are the worst things to say during sex. People say that to me all the time. Are you done? No, that is a pretty fucking shitty thing to say to somebody. I wonder if that's coming from the female or the male. Because obviously, if it's coming from the female, it's quite clear you haven't done. Because you're still probably, giving it obviously, for her to say that, you're obviously not doing very well. But you're probably doing it like a dog shagging a fucking leg, up somebody's leg or something like that. So you've got no rhythm. So she'd be saying, are you done? Or can you please be done? Because I feel like you're going to break my pelvis with them, with those moves, and not in a good way. What else are they? Are you done? What's the other thing to say? Asking the wrong name. Nobody's done that, luckily, and I haven't done that. You know, don't say anybody's name. I don't see the point of saying somebody's name during those in that situation. It's almost like, you know, as if you're about to ask a question. You know, David, is it all right if I go to the toilet? Or, you know what I mean? It's just like, you don't, not David, I wouldn't ask David, I'm not that way inclined. But, all right. Sharon, did you leave the lights on? Or should we turn the lights off? Something like that, you know. It's like, there's no reason to say somebody's name. What else are they saying? Passion killers are saying that. Those long johns are passion killers as well that I've just told you. The cowboy, unless you've got the cowboy belt around them, they're passion killers. So, I'll have to have one at the ready, like a, what's it called? The belt and the gunsling, or whatever you want to call it. There's more than that, at least. There's more than that, but I haven't got time to read it. As I said, I've not been through these yet, but that's what it is. That's where it is. If there are any more, put them in the comments or tell me on the jungle drums. I'm not going to be listening. I'm turning off after this. I've had enough of today. Today's time to. I'm doing this very late. I'll have you know I'm doing this very, very late when I should be relaxing already. You're in another country probably, listening to it for breakfast, thinking, Jesus, this guy wants to get his attitude in order. He's meant to be motivating us for the day, not fucking depressing us. NASA astronauts are to plug major brands in space to help fund the International Space Station. And it's called ISS. I thought it was ISIS to start with. So they're going to be basically plugging brands up there. Estee Lauder's paying 100 grand to send 10 bottles of its advanced night repair serum 250 miles above Earth. It's a good idea. That's clever. I guess that's really good for marketing. I mean, it doesn't matter to the astronauts, do they? But it'd be funny trying to see people trying to put the makeup on while they're floating around upside down and whatever else they're doing. It probably just, would it stick to your face? I mean, anything wet just becomes like, when they wash their hands, I've seen them doing it when they wash their hands and it just stays on their hand, like it doesn't dissolve or anything like that. So I don't know how that's going to work with cosmetics. Because all the cereals, they're bound to be up there, aren't they? Sugar Puffs, and Kellogg's, Corn Flakes and that. Best thing would be if someone was fucking doing an advert for drugs or for marijuana or something like that, because marijuana's legal in America now anyway, and let's get some marijuana up there and get them fucking smoking that, get Cheech and Chong on the space station. People would pay fucking, I tell you, we'd all do a crowd fund for that one, pay thousands, and they pay millions to put Cheech and Chong in space floating around smoking dope. It'd be perfect. That could be, space smoking, that film could be called Cheech and Chong space smoking. Tell them to get in touch with me through my lawyer, through my agent, which I don't have. Tell them to get in touch. Let's make it happen. Don't forget, intellectual property rights. If I see Cheech and Chong in space, without my approval or without my, it's for me to tell them that they can go now. I'm now their agent because it's my idea. So anyway, I think I'm going to finish up on one more thing. Speaking of sex, avoiding sex after a heart attack could kill you. the scientists have claimed. So if you had a heart attack, you better find somebody to fucking get down with, because otherwise you're brown bread. I would have thought people would be pretty worried if they're, or they'd be taking it slow. Probably be the best thing to wrap. If he's a jackhammer, like I've just been talking about, or Woody Woodpecker, but the woman's telling you, telling him to stop. Maybe after a heart attack, maybe he'll slow his rhythm down and slow his moves down. You know, play some music, bit of soul, 80s soul music or lovers rock, and you can slow it down to the fucking pace of his pacemaker, and save his life. If he's having sex the same way he was doing it, like a fucking Jack Russell or a fucking Woody Woodpecker, I'm sorry, he'll be dead before he's got past 2 minutes. So be careful out there. If you've got a dodgy heart, find yourself somebody that doesn't really get your heart going. That's the best thing. Find yourself somebody who's uglier than what you would really want, and that one won't get your heart racing, and then you can just go at a slow pace. Don't take advice from me. I've got no idea what I'm talking about, but that is how I'm going to finish it on. I'm going to finish it on sexy heart attacks, but love is rock. Remember, that's perfect music. Get your rhythm to. Anyway, I'm getting tongue-tied now. I'll see you later. I'll do another one tomorrow. Bye for now. Bye.